We are in front of the cathedral next to the Heritage Information Post. The Sens Cathedral, located at the gates of Burgundy, is a testimony to the city's glorious past. Its history combines with that of the Kingdom of France as it exerted its influence in the Middle Ages throughout the Christian world. At the time, the bishops of Chartres, Auxerre, Meaux, Paris, Orléans, Nevers and Troyes came to bow down before this façade. One must imagine that Sens, before Paris was raised to the level of archdiocese in 1622, was more important than France's capital from a religious point of view. In the 12th century, the personal secretary of St. Thomas Becket, then in exile, discovered this city. "We choose, amongst the residences belonging to the royal kingdom, the beautiful city of Sens, abundant as it is with wheat, wine and oil, surrounded by forests, and enlivened with beautiful prairies. Springs flow from the earth, rivers run abundantly, and the calm of autumn brings abundant harvests of all the soil's fruits. But we are attracted above all by the character of Sens's inhabitants. What touched us even more than the city's embellishments were the cultivated manners and urbanity of the clergy and the people." The Sens Cathedral is the first of the great Gothic cathedrals. Its construction began around 1130 and it served as a model for the cathedrals of Paris, Chartres, Bourges and many others as well. Now let's look at the left-hand side of its façade. Do you see the Tour de Plomb? It dates from the end of the 12th century. It owes its name to a belfry that was taken down at the end of the 19th century and which was covered with lead. On the bottom left is the Saint-Jean the Baptist portal and to the centre is that of Saint-Étienne, the cathedral's patron saint. Imagine, his statue located between the two portals comes to life. "Dear friends, my portal, although damaged during the French Revolution, still shows beautiful traces of the Gothic statuary. Do you know why my statue was spared? Because someone had the bright idea of placing a Phrygian hat on my head, like those worn by the revolutionaries." On your right is the portal dedicated to Notre Dame. Now, look upwards at the stone tower. It collapsed in 1268 and was later rebuilt. It is crowned with a Gothic flamboyant style bell tower and its elegant campanile dates back to the Renaissance. Please do not hesitate to enter the cathedral, discover its rib vaults and its stained glass windows which trace the history of this decorative art from the 12th to the 19th century. Also, have fun trying to find Jean Ducogneau. Would you like a hint? His head is stuck between two columns. His real name was Pierre Ducunier. Listen to this lament from Aristide Bruon, former student of the Sens Secondary School and songwriter for the Chat Noir, the famous Parisian cabaret.
"It was then, under Philippe de Valois, the honest Pierre Ducunière, advocate, defender of laws and secular customs, rose up in the name of the king against the princes of the clergy. And it is for this that the good man here, this good stone man, Pierre Ducunière, although as soft as a lamb, became Jean Ducunier, Gloria Domino."
It was the Archbishop of Sens, future Pope of Avignon, Clement VI, who punished Jean Ducogneau by sending him to the stake. Right, let's leave the forecourt, where the marriage of Louis IX and Marguerite de Provence took place, and move on to the right, towards the Synodal Palace. Look up towards the palace. There is a stone statue representing the King Saint Louis. Do you recognise him with his crown? Now, pass under the porch from his era and enter into the courtyard of the Synodal Palace. We await you there. Thank you for continuing your visit and see you soon.